chapter 52 to 55. Men, brethren, the master of everything stands in need of nothing, nor does he need anything of anyone, except that confession be made to him. For the elect David says, I will confess to the Lord, and it shall please him more than a young bull with horns and hoofs. Let beggars see it and be glad. And again he says, offer to God a sacrifice of praise, and pay your vows to the Most High. And call on me in the day of your trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. For a sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. For you understand, beloved, and you understand the consecrated writings beautifully, and you have studied the accounts of God. So we write these things as a reminder. For when Moses went up into the mountain and spent 40 days and 40 nights in fasting and humiliation, God said to him, Moses, Moses, go down from here quickly, because your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, have acted lawlessly. They have swiftly gone astray from the way in which you had instructed them to walk, having made molten images for themselves. And the Lord spoke to him, I have talked to you once and again, saying, I have seen this people and saw that they are stiff-necked. Let me destroy them and blot out their name from under the heaven, and I will make you a great and marvelous nation, and it will be far more numerous than this one. And Moses spoke, far be it from you, Lord. Pardon the sin of this people. Otherwise, also blot me out of the book of the living ones. O great love, O superb perfection, the attendant speaks out freely to his Lord, asking forgiveness for the multitude, and begs that he himself might be blotted out along with them. Therefore, who among you is noble? Who is compassionate? Who is filled with love? Let him speak. If on my account a sedition and a rivalry and divisions have arisen, I will depart. I will go away wherever you wish, and I will do whatever is ordered by the multitude. Only, let the flock of the Anointed One live on terms of peace with its appointed elders. He who acts in this way will win for himself great fame in the Lord, and every region will receive him. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it. Those who fulfill their obligations in this way as citizens of God without regret have done these things and will continue to do so. Now, to also bring forward some examples from among the nations. Many kings and leaders, in seasons of pestilence, followed the advice of oracles and gave themselves up to death in order to rescue their subjects by their own blood. Many have gone forth from their own cities so that sedition might be brought to an end within them. we know that many among ourselves have given themselves up to chains in order that they might redeem others. And many have surrendered themselves to slavery and provided food for others with the price they received for themselves. Many women, fortified by the favor of God, have accomplished numerous manly deeds. The blessed Judith, when her city was besieged, asked permission from the elders to go forth into the camp of the foreigners. Therefore, by exposing herself to danger, she went out because of the love she bore for her fatherland and for the people who were being besieged. And the Lord delivered Holofernes into the hand of a woman. To no less danger did Esther, who was perfect in faith, also expose herself in order to save the 12 tribes of Israel from impending destruction. For with her fasting and her humiliation, she entreated the God of the ages, who sees all things. And he, seeing the humbleness of her soul, delivered the people for whose sake she had faced peril.